The notion of putting everything I know about barbecue into a book is a daunting one. Not because I know so much, I'm still learning, but because of the nature of barbecue itself. It's because the printed word, definitive, exacting, permanent, is in many ways antithetical to the process of cooking barbecue, which is, for lack of a better word, loosey-goosey. So many people want to have a recipe, but with all of the variables in barbecue, wood, quality of fire, meat selection, type of cooker, weather, and so on, there is no magic recipe. It just doesn't operate with absolutes of temperature, time, and measurement. In fact, there are no rights or wrongs in barbecue. Well, that may be a stretch. No just one way, and certainly no simple black and white. You're much better off with general knowledge of what you want and an arsenal of tricks to have up your sleeve. So unlike most books that you may flip through a few times and then place on the shelf to display with the others, I hope this one will live a good portion of its life out in the field, be it in the kitchen or out by the smoker. These recipes aren't really recipes, but more of an idea of how I go about cooking barbecue and some guidelines. Now, this book is not a survey of barbecue traditions across the country. While I've been all over the United States and have eaten lots of great barbecue, there's really only one tradition that I know intimately, my own. My style is steeped in the tradition of Central Texas, but it's also got some wrinkles that I discovered along the way. So, with the greatest respect to all of the other styles around the country, in this book, all I discuss is what we do. Yes, I am wedded to the tradition of great Central Texas barbecue and the principles it holds, brisket, oak, open flame, but I'm also always willing to try something new or look into new designs that might make things cook faster and better. And my hope is that by being hyper-detailed and specific about my techniques, I will help you in your cooking and in your ability to develop your own style too. At Franklin Barbecue, the only thing we've got is the dedication to make the best food we can and to keep it consistently the same every day, which itself is the biggest challenge. It's that dedication that keeps us evolving as cooks and constantly thinking about new ways to do old things. You'll notice that there's a serious thread of do-it-yourself running through this book. That's because one of the words with which I've been known to describe myself is cheap. For large stretches of my life, I didn't have the cash to buy things I wanted, so I often just figured out how to make them myself. In the process, I sometimes discovered how to make them better, or at least how to tailor them to my own needs. However, while I participate in DIY culture and continue to build stuff all of the time, it's by no means necessary to take this approach in order to benefit from this book. I say, use whatever equipment you've got on hand. Ideally, the information I present here will help you make the best of it. Most barbecue books I've looked at are organized around the major food groups: beef, pork, poultry, and so on. At least those are my food groups. In this book, which isn't heavily focused on recipes, I've taken a different approach. It's a more elemental and theoretical breakdown of the barbecue process. In each chapter, I drill down into some fairly technical information with regard to how the process of barbecue works. It can get a little geeky, but I hope that in a way, the geekiness keeps you engaged. I include this information because I myself love the technical details. Understanding how something works is the first step towards successfully replicating and improving it.